Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You just heard that highlight, the voice of the Miami Heat on TV, Heat play-by-play commentator Eric Reed joining us right now. Had the best seats in the house, basically.
Through
the entire career of Dwayne Wade. Really good seats every night. And we're happy to have him on this morning. Eric, good morning. It's going to be a pretty emotional night tonight at the AAA, correct?
I'm happy to say it will be, yes.
Hey, Eric, by the way, Tony, I was glad we just heard Tony with you, too. Is Tony plan on going tonight and the whole deal? Well, he's got to be there, right?
Absolutely. Tony and I, and several of Dwayne Wade's other close friends and family, we all were together last night at a terrific party down in Miami Beach. And I think it really readied us for these next two nights, Joe. And I think the message I'm going to share with Heat Nation over these next two games is, you know, don't mourn the playoff fate right now. Don't fret life without Dwayne Wade on the basketball court right now. I think what we've been given is this unique opportunity to just cherish the last two nights. We're going to ever see this man play basketball in anybody's uniform, much less a Heat uniform. So it's a special time, and I think it's a time to celebrate it and enjoy it for two final games.
Eric, he played so well this year, a lot better than I thought he was. I didn't realize he's going to be such a big part of this to the point that he's the MVP of this team. He played 70 games. Did he surprise you a little bit on how good and how healthy he has stayed all season long?
Yeah, a little bit. Not a total surprise. I mean, it's pretty much who he's been through his whole career. So I think it would have been more surprise had he failed his final season. But he was great, and the whole thing was great. He gave this season a definition and a higher meaning than any other single element. It would have been great to make the playoffs. Maybe by some miracle they still will. But I think the gift of season 31 is the farewell tour of Wade. Joe, it's unlike anything I've ever seen before. I think most of us have never seen anything quite like this. How many superstars go out exactly on their own terms and get this sort of adulation in 29 other cities? And I think it even exceeded his expectations, the love and respect that has been delivered to him nightly. And that's not given, Joe. Just like a jersey in the rafters or a spot in the Hall of Fame, that is, those things are never given, always earned. And I think the pride we all take as a community is we watched every step of the way. It's as unique as the journey has been for Dwayne. It's been that way for all of us. You either grew up with Dwayne Wade or you grew older with Dwayne Wade, and either one was great.
Eric, do we need to hear a Mike Biamani, number three Dwayne Wade tonight to start?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think that has much bearing on anything. I mean, he's finished most games. I personally hope he doesn't start. This would be the only season in his 16-year career where he had not a single start. I don't think it's meaningful for him to start or not. I think it's meaningful for him to come out, play his tail off, and just enjoy it. You know, one of the unique things we've had the privilege to witness this year, even after games, I don't often go into our locker room after home games. It's so crowded. But on the road, we always do. And I've seen some snapshots of Dwayne Wade after games when nobody's watching. And you know what I see? I see a guy in a perfect place emotionally. That's a hard place to find. And he's found it because I've seen him after games looking and sounding like a kid on a playground, cherishing the last move he made. He still loves the game. He loves the competition. I think he's enjoyed this last dance. But at the same time, he'll be the first to tell you he knows he could play another couple of years. But he's so at peace with the fact that this is it. So I think it was a difficult, he said it. It was a difficult decision, but it was well thought out and for all the right reasons. It's time for him to devote the rest of his life, or at least this next part of his life, to his growing family, including his new baby daughter. Anybody that's been, and I have this in common with Dwayne, I know the magic of having a baby girl and what that does to you. And to see that happen for him and Gabrielle, really one of the most joyful things I've seen happen to a Heat player in our 31 years. So couldn't be any happier for him. You know, I hope I'm wrong about what I'm going to tell you next, but I don't think I am. But I hope I am for the sake of the Miami Heat franchise. But I think Dwayne, listen, it's easy to say this. He's the greatest player in the history of the Heat franchise. What I'm going to follow it up with is I think he's going to be the greatest player in the history of the franchise for the history of the franchise. It's hard to fathom that somebody else may one day walk through here and spend 14 seasons
right.
and win three championships and a gold medal and set every conceivable record in your franchise annals. It's likely to never happen again quite like this. When I saw Dwayne last night at the end of the night, I whispered in his ear, there'll never be another one like you. You are a once-in-a-lifetime player. And what a privilege for all of us to have witnessed and enjoyed all of this.
Yeah, I think he may be the greatest in this town, period, for any team that we've had and what he's done. I agree. You know what? We'll be bitching 5 or 6 years from now. I can already hear it. It'll be a little bit of a Dan Marino filter, right? Trying to, are we ever going to get somebody to replace that guy? You know, we'll have a little bit of that. I hope tonight, Eric, he comes out and has a little Kobe in him. Now, he's a great passer. He can get to the basket. It's still amazing, his ability to get to the basket whenever he wants and his instincts. But I hope he's a little selfish tonight. That's just me personally, Eric. How you feel about that? Take a few extra shots tonight. How about a little 30-point game?
I don't care. I'm not attached to what his stats are these last two games. But, you know, I'm going to – listen, we have trusted Dwayne Wade as a person and as a basketball player for 16 years. We're going to continue to do that. You know, most guys at the end of their career, you know, you wrap it up saying, well, if he only would have done this or that or a championship with Smith, there's been nothing missing. Nothing missing. The guy did it all and more, including the leadership. And you talk about his ability to get to the basket. He's still the best playmaker the team has. You know, I don't know who's going to miss him more, all the Heat Nation or Bam and Hassan, because the
that's true.
Better than Dwayne Wade. So, you know, a gifted player in so many regards. And it's hard to put into words all that he has done in a Miami Heat uniform. And I this is the only time I'll ever say this. I'm so thankful to the Cleveland Cavaliers organization for making the most benevolent trade
right.
that I've witnessed in 31 years of covering Heat basketball. They basically just gave him back to Miami. It was one of the great moves I've ever seen another franchise make, and it put the signature player and the franchise that he made famous and that helped make him famous back on the same page. And, you know, I'm going to always go back to this interview I saw Dwayne do with Kevin Garnett right around the All-Star break. And Garnett asked him, what would be the perfect ending? And Dwayne initially responded, well, there are no perfect endings. And then he responded by saying, it already is perfect. Just being back here. Listen, we as a community and as an organization loved and appreciated him before he left. I think he loved and appreciated being with the Heat before he left. But there's no question in my mind, both sides feel even more strongly in both of those regards since he came back. So it was a great chance to put it all together. And none of this happens. None of this farewell tour doesn't happen if he doesn't finish his career in Miami.
Yeah.
So as imperfect as not going to the playoffs might be, a perfect ending for Dwayne Wade to finish his career in Miami. And it's a lot to take on in the next two nights. I'm going to just do it along with every other person in Heat Nation, you know, one bounce, one basket at a time, and just enjoy these next two opportunities to watch the greatest player we've ever seen in a Heat uniform finish his career.
Eric, you've been with this team since like day negative 100, you know, before they even took the court or anything in the offices. I've been a fan of this team since that first night when I wear the fake tuxedo shirt to the stadium. Dwayne Wade throwing the ball in the air in 2006 to clinch the first championship. Is that the greatest moment in Heat history?
I guess it is. You know, I guess it is. That there's nothing like your first. By the way, there was nothing like that last one either.
Yep.
And that middle championship in between
didn't hurt.
Yeah. Talked about yep. so rarely, and yet that was a Heat team that beat Durant, Westbrook, and Harden. You think that'll be remembered well?
Yeah.
His championship series against Dallas. I was talking to Ron Rothstein last night at the Wade party, and in Ronnie's estimation, he's seen more finals than most of us have combined. he thought Wade's 06 series against Dallas was the greatest individual performance he's ever seen in an NBA finals. Remember, he averaged 36 a game, Joe, as you said, in the series, or 35 a game. It was almost 40 a game in the four wins. And of all the game winners, last two things I want to leave you with, because I know you guys probably got to go. Of all his game winners, the one I will remember, you know, most, I think, is the last one. You know, the Golden State game winner this year. And why, you know, of all the thousands of calls I've had the privilege to make in 31 years, none got me more attention than that Golden State game winner. And it was, trust me, it wasn't because of the quality of the call. It was because of who made it,
yep.
when he made it, who he made it against. So I'm going to hold that one near and dear forever. But my favorite Wade moment, and I think Tony Fiorentino and I share this in common. It was game three, 2006 finals. Miami's down 2-0. If you don't win that game,
yep.
there is no first championship that year. Wade had one of the greatest games I've ever seen a player have on a final stage. 42 points, 13 rebounds, but it took a defensive play on the final play of the game in the last second when he deflected an inbounds pass that was headed right to the rim for an airborne Josh Howard, and Wade left his man, rotated down, leaped toward the iron, and knocked it away, preserved a two-point win. You know the rest of the story, but it showed me how hard and well you got to play to win in the finals, and how great a player Dwayne Wade was, that he could score 42 and 13 and win the game in the final second with a defensive play. That's my favorite Dwayne Wade play ever.
You've been so passionate this morning.
That's right.
Like, listen to you, man. By the way, how good was that party last night? Let's get to the good stuff now.
Yeah, that's it.
I've been blessed to be at a lot of Heat parties, including three championship parties. Last night, for me, was as meaningful as any function that I've ever been to, you know, involving the Miami Heat. It was just great. It was
awesome.
Just great to be a part of it.
Yeah.
It's something that we're always going to remember and cherish. And, you know, Joe, it's funny. You think that, you know, when you're a broadcaster, you are dependent on the team and the athletes that you work with. And a great player, trust me, they make you a better, you know this, Joe, it makes you a better announcer. I'm convinced I got my second job in broadcasting because of one run that a kid named Derek Harmon, who played in the NFL, he was a sophomore that year at Cornell, and he went up the middle, zigging and zagging, and the way I called it was just like that, got me my second job. Well, Dwayne Wade is Derek Harmon, like 100.0. There's never been an athlete that has had more impact on my career, on all of our lives, on our viewing experience. It's unique. He's a once-in-a-lifetime player. This has been a once-in-a-lifetime experience for all of us.
Eric, we're going to be excited to hear you tonight. On the call, and just this is just going to be an emotional night for a lot of Heat fans out there, including the one and only Dwayne Wade. So have a good call tonight.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us on.
You got all it, right. Buddy.
Eric Reed, Heat play-by-play commentator from day one. He's been there and from the entire career of Dwayne Wade as well.
We'll talk more.